196. O thou who art steadfast in the covenant, thy letter of 9th September 1909 hath been received. Be thou neither grieved nor despondent over what hath come to pass. This trouble overtook thee as thou didst walk the path of God, wherefore it should bring thee joy. We addressed the friends in writing ere this, and made a verbal statement as well, to the effect that the friends in the West will unquestionably have their share of the calamities befalling the friends in the East. It is inevitable that walking the pathway of Baha'u'llah, they too will become targets for persecution by the oppressors. Consider how at the beginning of the Christian era the apostles were afflicted and what torments they endured in the pathway of Christ. Every day of their lives they were targets for the Pharisees' darts of mockery, vilification, and abuse. They bore great hardship, they saw prison, and most of them carried to their lips the sweet cup of martyrdom. Now ye as well must certainly become my partners to some slight degree, and accept your share of tests and sorrows. But these episodes shall pass away, while that abiding glory and eternal life shall remain unchanged for ever. Moreover, these afflictions shall be the cause of great advancement. I ask of God that thou, his husbandman, shall plough the hard and stony ground, and water it, and scatter seeds therein, for this will show how skilful is the farmer. While any man can sow and till where the ground is soft and clear of brambles and thorns.